What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Rose Such a Glatter podcast. I am your host, CJ. And today I have a very special guest. He's been a guest on other podcasts, like some of my other guests, but this is a super special one. He's my editor. He's one of my good friends. He's one of the funniest guys I know. He is, he likes to embody the spirit of Santa Claus. What else do you do, Dylan? Jesus. You want to plug your improv, actually? You want to do that at the end?
Sure. All of the above. I'll keep talking about it. Yeah, I'm a cast member of Ha Ha Halton. We're having some fun. We're getting ready for our Christmas show, and we're going to have a great time.
Yeah. Is there a Instagram they can find you at?
We do have an Instagram. It's at Ha Ha Halton Productions.
Nice. We should have did this at the end. It's kind of an ass backwards introduction, but that's me, bro. How have you been, man? Luckily, how's everything?
I'm good. Luckily, I can edit it out and put it at the end. So, or we could just talk about it, bring it up at the end too. Boom.
We'll do both. I want to give you the least work possible to help you out there.
I appreciate you.
Yeah.
So you're fine. Great, man.
You're finally growing your beard back. For those that didn't know, Dylan has a beard and he shaved it and wasn't a fan of it. I was not a fan of it.
I feel, you know, with you, man, I think you've even had a podcast where you and I were talking about, like, you didn't like my haircut, you didn't like this and that, and, you know, I'm just used to it. And to be honest, I've had short beard, I've had a longer beard. To be honest, it's not that I even, like shaved, I've just trimmed it down before because I just wanted to look a bit neat.
Yeah.
Tried something. CJ.
But I feel like the last time you did it, it was really, like, you did it to the skin, and you look like, you look like dough. I'm messing with you, man.
I love it.
So let's kind of catch up here. Let's kind of like go back into time. Let's go to 2024. Yeah. How was Christmas last year?
It was my first Christmas at the new house.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, friend. Yeah, it was wonderful. Well, you'll find this funny. I, as you know, am usually like late. I usually am a procrastinator.
Oh, you
I'm
never
always
know.
Just
oh.
Yeah, right. Well, it was, I always do this and my little sister always gets mad at me for this, is that like I'll put a lot on my plate of just like, okay, I gotta get this done, gotta get this ready for tomorrow, whatever, it's Christmas. Oh, don't worry, I'll have it done well in advance. Well in advance did not happen because yours truly decided. I think I fell asleep around like 9 p.m.
Oh, wow.
With like none of my stuff done.
Really?
So I was making a salad. I was making a sweet potato casserole. I was making this and that. I had to get the gifts for the pets ready. You know.
Yeah.
Well, I woke up when she went to bed. So she went to bed at 4 a.m. and woke me up because she is not a quiet person. No. So I wake up, it's 4 a.m., it's Christmas Day, and I'm like, oh, wow, I did nothing. And I have to tell you, it was one of the most magical Christmases I can, like, just remember. It was beautiful.
Why? Because it was one of those organic moments where you had to, like, basically rush the entire day?
That's exactly what happened, and it was productive, and it's just, I had Christmas Story on YouTube, so it was just a clip show of just different things, and I haven't watched Christmas Story in a very long time. I know it's one of your personal favorites, if not your actual favorite.
I got it on in the background right now, and I'm not kidding.
Beautiful. Love that. What scene are you at?
It's actually when Randy gets pushed on the ground, and he's like, I can't get up, I can't. Want me to turn it up so you can just hear it a little bit?
Let's do it.
The mic didn't pick it up at all? Well,
not at all.
I promise you, he was okay. On the ground asking his brother Ralphie for help. So,
as one does. I still haven't watched Christmas Story Christmas, so I got to get on that.
Oh, man, it's fantastic. Like, you know how I'm like a hard ass with things like that, but it was actually really good. They did a good job. It was essentially like a prequel to forwarded in time, I guess. But you'll have to see it to understand. But yeah, so tell me about this Christmas, man. Tell me what was all the fixings? What'd you guys make? Like, how, like, what time did you even get to bed that night if you were up at 4 a.m?
I think it was a bit early, but like, well, here's the thing. So with Christmas for me starting at 4 a.m., I remember there was a few magical moments. So we had Christmas Story playing. And I'm chopping my veggies. I'm getting my oven on. I'm doing this and that. I don't even remember what I made, to be honest. But I remember it was one of those things that, oh, the boy did it again, where he just waited until the very last minute. But it was actually such a lovely, like, it was legit a silent night. It
Oh,
was
yeah.
just so peaceful and calm. So I had Christmas Story going. There's this, I'm not sure if you've ever heard of it. It's an album. I think it was also a like a TV special or something, but called The Snowman. And I want to say David Bowie narrated it. Maybe I'm wrong, getting my stuff completely confused. But someone was narrating it. I was thinking of David Bowie. And there was this amazing song that was playing in there. So I listened to that like several times. I think Christmas Story, again, on YouTube. It's not the full movie, but like I played that clip show a few times. And I listened to The Grinch. And I just had like a lovely morning.
Yeah,
And
I just Googled what you were talking about, and yeah, it is the snowman. I'm aware of it, and it's pretty fantastic. But yeah, go.
And like maybe I watched it or listened to it in the past, but it was just fresh to me. I see your Grinch tattoo there on your hand, which is awesome. And it
Of
was just
course.
a lovely morning because I haven't listened to the Boris Karloff one in so long. So it was so nice to just hear that again. And even just like that little message at the end that, doesn't matter, big or tall, a who is who and whatever. And like it was just lovely to hear. And I was mentioning to you earlier, there's what's the band called? CHFI, the radio station in Toronto that does our Christmas music. Mannheim Steamroller is the band, and they've done, I think it was Deck the Halls or something. They do a lot of instrumental stuff that's fantastic, and they actually have a version of Silent Night. So I think the German term is Stillnacht. So it's Silent Night. It's beautiful. And I got thinking about my grandparents. I got thinking about a friend of mine, just people that aren't here anymore. And it just brought me back to them, and it was absolutely beautiful. So I'm going to send that to you.
Okay, perfect. Do that. I almost had a glitch here. I almost got booted off Zoom, so I don't know how that's going to sound on our recording, but it's all good. We'll figure
Oh,
it
it's okay. I'll just overdub me like singing or something. I don't
out.
know.
No, yeah, no,
But
that's cool, man.
yeah, no, it was a really, really nice one. And I remember I listened to it. I went outside and it was like, I just remember this being such a magical moment because I'm taking a break. I think I finished all my stuff or most of it. And I go outside and it's like 8 or 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
And the sun is just coming up. And I just had like this little moment thinking, like, oh my God, like, it's happening. And like there's this perfect moment in the morning on Christmas Day. It's like, oh, the kids are getting up now. Like, it's just,
Part
you knew that there was magic in the air. And I was
of it
just
is
like,
jealousy on my part. 'Cause like I feel like we're all like chasing that feeling that we never thought would go away, you know what I mean? Christmas at grandma's or Christmas mornings, and you know, having the feeling of being a kid and being like, wow, Santa was in my house. Like, I'm always trying to chase that, so there is a bit of jealousy there, but I'm really happy
For
that other
sure.
kids get to experience it. And I think we're like-minded in the way where we think we're special, and it's like, oh no, like Christmas in the late 80s, early 90s, like that was the best. But like, you're not even like born in the 80s. You're born what, 90?
91.
Yeah, so yeah, you're okay, you're only 6 years younger than me, but like, do you remember? You gotta remember much of like the mid 90s. It was a fun
It
time.
absolutely. I'm trying to think like I want to say the Christmas that I remember being like, that excitement as a kid. And I think you remember when like Godzilla, it was the movie with Matthew Broderick when that came out.
Is that like 96 or whatever?
Something like that, like 98 or something, like around there,
When
like
like
late night, mid
P.
late
Diddy redid the Jimi Hendrix
90s.
song Come With Me or whatever. Yeah.
that was Led Zeppelin, my friend, but thank you.
It was it?
Yeah, it was the Kashmir.
Are you sure?
Positive. Because I remember thinking that's such a great song. And then I remember my brother being like, no, it's not. It's Kashmir. Like, what are
Were
you
the songs
talking
like
about? What?
Dinny, Dinny,
Da-na-na,
Dinny?
da-na-na.
Okay, I stand corrected. You're the music guy. I was
That's
about to use
me.
the R word, but I'll just say I'm dumb.
I was gonna say, like, I'm a rap dude.
it's close, close,
That
but
is an
not
R
quite.
word. Yeah.
But yeah.
No, but that was cool. Yeah. But anyway, I remember that being like, I got like a big God, like a giant Godzilla toy, and I think there was other like Godzilla was so like marketable at that moment
Oh
and
yeah.
just really cool action figures. And I think that's right before I got into wrestling. So I remember I had a good wrestling year But yeah, Godzilla was the thing back in those days. And yeah, now I like socks.
Socks. I think we all do actually. Yeah, like my heyday, I think, for Christmas was obviously like 92, 93, 94. And it was a big Power Ranger era then. So I think you just missed the Power Rangers, maybe.
I was definitely into Power Rangers when I was really young. Green Ranger was my guy.
Yeah. Green Ranger
Do you
Tommy.
remember? Yeah. Oh, Kimberly was my first crush.
Oh, really?
As many, yep. I think, do you remember? Okay, I don't think it was mine. I think it was probably my brother's, but do you remember the Power Ranger action figure where like it was them with their helmets and you press a thing and then all
Yeah,
of a
and their
sudden it's
heads would
them
like,
without?
yeah,
Wasn't that cool?
that
Do
was
you
my
remember
favorite.
like, oh man, there's that. And you know what I saw a little while ago was, do you remember the WWF action figures that had like bone crunching action?
Yeah, that was my first bone crunching action figure. I was Stone Cold. And you'll never guess the second one. I got him
Jobber
with
or
not, well, maybe, but like very. I'll give you a hint. I don't know. He had a lot of
like a
gimmicks.
champion?
No.
Mick?
No. He had a lot of gimmicks. He was not a champion, was kind of like a mid to low level card guy.
But
We
like a
actually,
90s guy?
yeah, and we actually saw him recently, do a run-in, but it was in the aisle in a different country.
Well, not our truth. In
No.
the aisle of a different country.
Yeah, no, he was in the aisle way. He never made it to the ring, and he gave out a lot of elbows.
So not Mick. Oh,
No.
Jericho?
No, what? It was
Oh, sorry, I was
in
thinking of Judas
WWE. They
Kiss.
were in Puerto Rico. I'm giving it to you now.
Savio?
Yeah. Stone Cold and Savio Vega. Those were
Wow.
my two first bone crunching action figures, man. There's no.
I don't remember Savio having a lot of gimmicks. I thought he was always just himself.
Yeah, no, he had a lot of gimmicks. The guy was
Cool.
Yeah, I'll send them to you. I can't think of them right now, but he was in a lot of different stuff, really like Puerto Rican angled and stuff like that, but it's
Cool,
all good.
cool.
But yeah,
The
so
Boricua. Boricua.
the Boricuas, remember like they had that totally racist angle where it was like the nation against the Boricuas against like
And the DOA.
the DOA
Disciples of
racist
Apocalypse. Yeah, the
skinheads. Oh my
Disciples of
gosh,
Apocalypse.
it was crazy.
Woo!
But yeah, you didn't tell me how the day went though on Christmas last year. You kind of talked about waking up and.
I think it was good. The pets were happy.
Yeah,
Yeah, we
introduce your
had
pets, man.
yeah, so we got so we moved into the new house. We were there for I think less than a month. My sister and her boyfriend decided that, yep, it's too quiet here. Let's get a dog. And we got a little boy named Goose. He's
I've met him.
a lot. Yeah. He
Oh,
loves you. You're
he's chill.
very good with him.
Yeah, because that's my boy. That's my little G.
Exactly. Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but we got him a few toys. We learned very quickly that he shreds them. So
Yeah.
we got to stray away from the fabric stuff because he just rips the stuffing out and there's a mess everywhere.
And he wants to find the squeaky toy.
Yeah, we actually, there was one toy that had a, I think it was a Christmas toy that we got him like a big thing. Oh, I think Derek got it for him. And he ripped it, but like inside, they're supposed to rip the toy because inside's a giant squeaker. So we still have the giant squeaker. So
Yeah.
it is not a quiet house.
No, it's all good though. It sounds fun.
Yeah,
So
man.
who all came by for dinner? Your mom, dad, brother?
Well, we went to my older sister's house. So yeah, it was just parents. It
Oh.
was, yes, brother was there, me, of course, all the sisters' boyfriends were there. Both sisters were there. I think my aunt came over. I'm not sure if we had any of like my sister's boyfriend's family come. So it might have just been us.
Yeah.
And the thing is, even if it's small, no matter what, like it's always just chaos.
Really?
It's lovely. I love my family, but it's just everyone's so loud.
Your family is a bit chaotic, I'll give you that.
Oh my God, they're so lovely, lovely people, but it's just like
Yeah.
they, it's a party. Like Christmas is like I treat every occasion. As you know, you were over for Easter.
Yeah, let's
It's
talk about that. We did have a
yeah,
holiday
man.
together this year because it
You
just so
did.
happens that WrestleMania, we're both avid wrestling fans, for some reason took place on Saturday and Easter Sunday for whatever reason. But yeah, we I let me tell you, I've been to a lot of places for holidays. They had a spread that would take down a mongoose. Like there was a lot of food. It was really good food. It was delicious food. I was so appreciative that you invited us there with some other friends too. You fed us all and it was amazing. And I love the food. I love the company. I think was it your aunt I was talking to for a while?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, we
She
talked
liked you
some.
very much.
Yeah, obviously, I'm freaking amazing. No, we talked some politics for a bit. We shot the
That's
shit,
always
joked
fun.
around. And yeah, it was kind of it was really fun. I really had fun that day. But
Good. We really loved having you over.
you didn't tell me, did you get anything good for Christmas before we get into Easter?
You know what's sad is, dude, I don't remember. I just remember having that glorious morning, and it's just like I'm not really like a prezzy person anymore. Like I'm just, I
Yeah.
like giving stuff, but I'm just like, I don't really, at the risk of sounding like a 93-year-old, it's just like I don't want anything. I have my stuff, and it's kind of like I get kind of rude because I'm like, I have my stuff. I'm now
Yeah.
somehow to the point in my life where I don't like clutter. I don't like having things. So I kind of feel inconvenienced if I have more stuff,
Yeah.
where it's just like that's such a first world problem there. But it's just like, I don't want anything. I'm happy just hanging out. And
Yeah.
there we go. So I honestly, I don't even remember.
I'm the same way. Like it's not a bad thing that you don't remember. I don't really care for gifts, man. I'm not a good gift getter. My face stays the same whether I like it or not, and then the person's not sure if I like it, and I'm kind of sitting there staring at them like, I really like it, I promise, but they feel like I'm lying, or I feel like they feel like I'm lying, and I just can't stand getting gifts, man.
I
And I know
know.
that makes me a Grinch. I don't know if it does, but I do
But
not like getting
no,
gifts.
I don't think so. I think that just like, you also have the big blessing of having two lovely daughters. So I think that you're like, and I know you and your wonderful wife. And I remember going over last year and you already had, the Christmas candle out. I know you have your Christmas corner
Yeah.
every, well, all the time. But like, it's, you guys make the season bright.
Yeah, well, now that the girls are teenagers, they're a little different, I would say.
Yeah.
They're
They just
not
started
as,
high school.
yeah, they started grade 9. They're actually getting really good grades, which is crazy because
Oh, wow.
every parent teacher interview I ever went to was it did not end well. Normally, like, we don't get this kid. He doesn't do any work. He's annoying. No, but yeah, I went there and like they just got so many good reviews. Like they're getting 80s, some 90s. It's like
Oh, that's
crazy. And
amazing.
yeah, they're doing really well, except
That'd be
Adrienne
so
in math.
close.
But honestly, I wasn't great in math too. So I always said, hey, as long as you pass math, like as long as you pass math, I do not care. So yeah,
Look,
that's our
that's
little
why
secret.
God
Yeah.
made calculators.
But yeah, like as time goes on here and I kind of see how they've evolved, like as they've aged, it's not great. They're not as excited about Christmas. There's no more, it's not a lot of toys anymore. It's more clothes, makeup, concert tickets. I have a kid, like Adrienne is like a 14-year-old that's stuck in a She's stuck in the 80s or 70s. Like Motley Crue's coming to Toronto and she's freaking out. So she wants to go to Motley Crue.
I thought they had a farewell tour.
Don't they all? Like they basically
Yeah.
tour until they die. Look at Ozzy Osbourne.
That's the way, that's how you go out a legend.
Well, he stopped touring, but that was fantastic. I've always loved Ozzy. I'm not like a huge fan by any means, but going out like that's pretty interesting. But yeah, man. Let's talk about Easter though. Easter was fun. WrestleMania wasn't that great. You want to get into wrestling a bit?
I have
You don't even
not.
remember wrestling, do you? Or WrestleMania.
Okay, so Cena and the heel turn. So there's that. We did go to that Toronto
That was
show.
at
That was pretty
Elimination
epic.
Chamber. Yeah, we did go to that. For those wrestling fans out there, we were at Elimination Chamber where John Cena turned into, well, he turned heel, which is turning into a bad guy. That was fun, and then that was kind of just pissed away. WrestleMania felt kind of flat.
Well, what I just to go back on Elimination Chamber, like I'm kind of very envious of you because I remember you had left pretty much just right after Cena turned bad.
Oh yeah, because I knew it was
So
coming.
you, yeah. So you left and you got home. And
Yeah.
I remember, and this is like, because I used to work right across from the Skydome. So
Yeah.
I knew a parking spot that I knew that, like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna, like, we got this, guys. We're perfect. It was, I'm gonna say, we left, we were in the car, and there were so many cars in the parking lot. There's so many people in Toronto that it didn't move. So we were on, I think, the second or third level of a basement parking lot.
Oh, wow.
And the traffic did not move. So we're already, I'm claustrophobic. I don't like anything. And it's just like, okay. This is like my nightmare.
Yeah.
And we ended up leaving. So we just like, sorry, like we left the car. We went for a walk. We go to a restaurant. I'm like, you know what? Let's just hang out here, wait for the cars. I remember, okay, we grabbed a drink. We grabbed an app. We grabbed another drink. We grabbed dinner, hanging out, talking, whatever. Then we even grabbed dessert. I don't know if coffee was involved. We went for a walk. It was, I want to say, 2.5 hours that we just killed time. We're like, oh, yeah,
Yeah.
we're fine. We go back, dude. I kid you not, man. It still was bumper to bumper
Oh my
inside this
God.
parking thing, and we waited again. Some saint let us through, and then we got out. But dude, yeah, I don't think I want to do that again.
No, it's crazy. That's why, like, I know how it gets, and I knew how much people wanted to see that. And, like, I've seen so much in wrestling. Like, we've all gone to so many shows. I messaged Roberto because he was with somebody else, but we came up together and I was like, "You ready to go?" He's like, "Yeah." We got down to the car, we got out of there, we were on the Gardner within 4 minutes, and he dropped me off at my car at the mall. And I went home and I remember messaging you guys, and you're like, "Yeah, we just went out to eat." And then I think it was still like 1 in the morning where you're like, "We're still trying to leave here." I was like,
Yeah,
"Oh my God, man."
it was not fun.
I was sitting in my nice comfy couch.
I know you sent us a picture, I think.
Yeah, I
You put up
probably
a
did. I was
comment.
like, check out my view. I think I was watching the
I'm
event again while you guys were like, I'm
still
just chilling.
stuck.
I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Well, I'm just relaxing in my underwear right now. I hope you're not uncomfortable. But
Oh, that's
yeah.
fun.
Hey, didn't you
Yeah,
tell
man.
me you were, I saw you at the Grey Cup this weekend, obviously.
Here you
We go to the local Legion here and have a good time. But didn't you say you were in a Santa Claus parade?
Yes, for the comedy group, they did, they're part of the Georgetown Santa Claus parade. Very interesting because Mississauga, when we grew up, like we didn't have a Santa Claus parade in Mississauga, so you'd either have to go downtown for the Toronto one.
Yes,
I
we
think my
did.
parents, yeah, my parents took us to Oakville once.
Yeah.
My sister and I, when we lived in Long Branch, there was an Etobicoke one, so we went to
Yeah.
that one. Every single Santa Claus parade I went to was a daytime parade, an early one. And even the one
Yeah.
in Erin right now, that like where I live, it's 11 o'clock in the morning. So
Wow.
Georgetown is the first one I've ever, well, first of all, I've never been a part of the Santa Claus parade before, so that was pretty cool. But it
Yeah.
was at night, it was 5 o'clock. So
Isn't it
all the
nicer that way?
floats,
They light
dude,
up.
the lights were incredible. It
Yeah.
was wonderful. And then, you know, you had the music, you had things going on. It was wonderful. Great way to promote the show. Gonna have some fun.
Yeah, exactly. My local one does it at night. They did have a Mississauga Santa Claus parade. They used to have it right outside of Square One. Used to like
Wow.
come off Korea Drive, but it wasn't a big one. I honestly think it was about 25 minutes long.
Okay.
And wasn't the greatest, but I remember we used to go. But yeah, so you what did you do? You handed out flyers for your improv club or comedy
It
club?
was actually really cool. So we kind of went in like teams. So we had like on one side of the float, you had people on both sides, and someone would have a bag of candy canes for the kids. And then myself, among others, had another bag that had it was like a piece of cardboard that we stickered shut. It was a door. And when you open the door, it says, "You're invited to a comedy show." And it was all of our faces in it. And I'm going to say that again. Ha! It was a distorted kind of fishbowl effect, or the fisheye, sorry.
Yeah.
And so it looked like we were like in a peephole of someone's door.
Oh
And
man.
yeah, so a little thing for the parents. It was really cool. A lot of people seemed really, really excited about it, and they were just like, "Oh, we're just talking about comedy shows and whatever." And yeah, we invited them to ours, and it was awesome. Today, a buddy of mine and I, we went through my neighborhood, and we dropped off posters, and everyone in the like, it was really awesome. They were so into it. And we got our posters up. We're doing Window Wonderland in Erin. So if you're in the neighborhood, come say hi. And yeah, we put our posters up and we're ready for a good show. It's going to be a good time. It's December 21st at 2 p.m. at the John Elliott Theater for all of our friends who want to come by Georgetown. Shameless plug if I don't mind myself.
I haven't gotten to see you yet, so I think I'm gonna have to come out considering it's Christmas too.
I would love for you to be there. I'm not
Yeah,
sure
you
if the
know.
girls are into theater, but they might have a good time. It's silly.
I think they'd be all right with it. I'll see. I'll
Yeah.
ask them. They're like, probably not, but they love you, so they'll be like, okay,
Oh,
if it's for Dylan. They
right
always
back.
say, like, oh, is Dylan coming? I'm like, yeah, they're a big
Oh.
fan of you, so yeah.
Oh, I love
You're
it. It's the shows. Well, we're supposed to say that the show's an hour long, but yours truly likes to talk a lot. So might be a little bit more than an hour.
I'm the same way. That's why we get along. 'Cause like I can put you on my podcast and you can talk forever and it takes the weight off my shoulders, so I'm good to go with that.
Well, and the cool thing is that you and I always have something to either talk about, laugh about, argue about. We got that thing.
We don't argue too much, I would say, do
We
we?
bicker a little bit. Like, well, we're fine. Like, we're always like talking about something, and it's just like,
Well,
what are you talking about?
there was one time that I almost beat the shit out of you. Do you remember that?
Well, yeah, that was St. Patrick's Day. In my defense, I was coming from a shift at Boston Pizza. And I drank a little bit. And then when I got there, we were, I think, yeah, it was March. So it was WrestleMania season. So I started cutting promos on you and you didn't like
Oh no, you were getting super personal. You were drunk as hell.
it.
And you wouldn't stop. I gave you so many ways out. I was like, you know what? It's okay. And then finally I said, Dylan, you got to stop or I'm going to beat the shit out of you. And you kind of got the hint, but you kind of went a couple times
I
again
don't think
after
I
that.
did. I just, yeah. I never catch
Yeah.
the hints, you know me.
Oh yeah, I
But
know. Speaking of which, do you have a girlfriend yet? Like, what's going on? Do you have a love interest in your life? What's going on here?
every time I look in the mirror, I fall in love.
Oh God, what a fucking nerd. No, but seriously, is there anything going on in your life romantically?
well, hang
Cat,
on a
cat's
sec.
not
I got
included.
something. So I have a picture in my wallet of the love of my life that I'm going to show you here.
Oh, it's Bailey, of
It's
WWE
Bailey.
fame. You have a picture of her in your wallet?
I'm going to clarify because that sounds really insane. When I worked at Boston Pizza for zero reason, that
Yeah.
was left on a table. Someone just left it there. It was going to go in the garbage. It was like, I like Bailey. You're safe with me. And she's been there ever since. And I
Oh
can't
my
wait to show
God.
her that so I can get beat up by her.
I'm gonna tag her in this episode, and
Oh,
maybe if
great.
you shoot your shot, you will get with BBL Bailey.
I think are we the same age? I can't remember. Or she might be a bit older.
You and Bailey?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I could check though.
I hear that
How
she's
old is
single now,
Bailey
is she
from
not?
WWE? She is 36.
Oh, 2 years older.
Yeah, she was born in 89. Wow.
Ooh, an 80s baby.
Bailey looks good for her age.
Bailey looks good for any age.
Okay, relax now. This is
Please tell her I said that.
family friendly here, buddy.
And I'd love
So,
for my family to be friendly with her too. That kind of sounded weird. I'm going to retract that statement.
yeah, you might have to edit that after. Do you remember the first episode we ever did that you sabotaged on purpose?
I don't know what happened. Well, I said it to you, and you said that hey, something's wrong. And I'm
Was
like, oh,
messed
that's
up.
weird. Yeah, probably my fault. I
Do you
think.
remember why you wanted it cut and you wanted to redo it? Do you remember your idea?
Didn't we? I think that we sang a song, did we not?
I think you sang a song. I thought the song was fun. We could have. No, but there was something that you thought was weird in it and you wanted it cut and you're like, ah, I think that's kind of weird. I think I like went too far with that one. Do you remember what it was?
Probably not a
You
clue.
can I say it right here? You had an
Okay.
idea where Christmas should have something.
Oh, here we go.
It should have something equivalent to Ash Wednesday, where everybody burns their
Oh
trees and they get the tree ashes put on their forehead. And I sat there
Okay.
and looked at you like, what the fuck are you talking about? And you were like, what? It's a good idea. And I was like, bro, like, you know what? This is pretty fucked up.
Well, if you think about it, if you do an ash, so Ash Wednesday is a cross, but for Christmas, if you do it right, if you do like the line and triangles, you can get a Christmas tree.
Jesus Christ. This is not any better. Do not cut this out.
No,
Oh
it's
my
gone.
God. I'm going to make an AI image for this. That is a that is an ash freaking tree. You are a psychopath, man. Oh my God.
Yeah, I have fun.
That was such a great first episode too, but then I'm pretty sure you sabotaged it on purpose.
I appreciate that you think I have that skill, but that I also have this amazing skill to just like, how do I put this? Ruin everything for everyone.
No,
And
you
so,
don't. You're one of the brightest lights I know. You're one of my best buds.
oh,
Every time I see you, I get
right.
happy. Yeah,
I
no,
was
you're.
really happy to see you at the Legion a few nights ago. That was like, it was so nice to see you. We hung out. You
And
got
you
me a
saw
Club
me without my
Soda. You...
hat, man. I felt so naked. Can't wear a hat in the
Well,
Legion.
I forgot about that. And when I went downstairs, I had a toque on, and then I just like waddle in and I see my brother there. I'm like, hey, everybody. And then like, just like a million people are like, hats off. I'm like, oh. So yeah,
Yeah.
that was fun.
It's a place of honoring the troops, bro. You can't wear a hat.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm down
The
with that.
rule is, the old rule is, if you wear a hat in there, you got to buy a round for the whole place. So you would have been broke that night.
I was broke already to begin with walking in there, so hey.
Oh, is that, you know, this is how Dylan is, guys. You know, he comes in, I get his first drink because he comes up to the bar with me. We weren't drinking that night. I was having Coke Zeros and water, and he was having club sodas. But I get him his first drink. You know, I go up and I get four more drinks, like waters, because we're having salty food and I like to stay hydrated. He still didn't get me one. Derek, his brother, got me one. You are the Grinch. You don't give at all. You don't give gifts.
No, I just take them.
Yeah, exactly. There's
Take
a
them. I'm
buck.
out crumpet.
It was actually, you know what? He did. So I needed 50 cents because I only had like a $10 bill on me, wasn't it? And then you gave them a dollar. So you kind of did pay for some of it.
Look at that. Who's the Grinch now?
Nobody. You're
Sabotage.
sabotage. Are you saying sandwich? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I
Is
know
that a
you're talking
deep cut?
about Dwight and Angela.
Yes, sabotage. What's that? Sandwich?
No, I wanted that earlier.
Sabotage. Anyway, sorry. We're big Office fans here.
We
But
are.
on
I
to
did
the
a
few.
rewatch.
You what?
I was for months now, I've been working on a rewatch and I
Oh.
finally got to the finale, but I don't know if I'm ready for it.
The finale is kind of heart-wrenching in a way. It has one of the best lines I've ever heard in a show. When Andy says, "I wish there was a way to know that you're in the good times before you've actually left them." And
The good old days.
it kicks me right in the grief bone. And
Yep. And
every
that's
time he says it.
actually not the last episode. I believe that was the third last episode, my dear friend.
No,
Possibly
wasn't
no,
it?
the second best.
No, what you say
Because it's
second?
when he left the office.
No,
Because
bro.
he left, he
No, that was
quit.
Andy that said that in the final
He
episode before.
did. Yeah, but it wasn't the final episode, because in
Yes,
the
it
final
was.
episode, no, we see that he has what happened to him after he went for that audition, because the
No,
audition
listen,
took
listen.
place. I just watched it, CJ.
No, you're wrong. It is the last episode before Creed sings. He says it in the office. When everybody's doing their last little au revoirs. Do you want to bet?
Respectfully, sir. Yeah.
I'll bet you the
I will
drink
bet
you
you
still owe
right
me.
now.
Everybody listening right
So,
now knows I'm right.
everyone knows that you, sir, are incorrect.
No, it's the last episode before Creed sings and everybody leaves.
Sir, it was actually the, I want to say, second last or the third last episode
It's the last
before he
episode.
goes off.
No.
He sings, I Will Remember You. And
No.
as he sang that right after, that's when he delivers that beautiful line.
You are so incorrect, and I'm so confident. It's like I'm sitting here with the nuts. And the nuts, I mean, in poker, the best hand, and I know it. And
I
you
am the
know
best
what?
hand. Thank you.
God, I would do it on
Look
this episode right now if it wouldn't waste so much time, but I'm gonna send it to you
what?
after. I'm gonna
What?
show you the episode after we're done because I'm
Dude,
competitive.
look it up right now.
I absolutely am going to. Let's just
Put your
keep
money where
talking.
your mouth is. Your mama says you was real. That's an Oasis song. Shout out to the Gallaghers, who
Shout out.
reunited. I didn't go to their concert though.
Who, the Gallaghers? Never heard
Yeah,
of them.
Oasis. Yeah, Oasis.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, the Gallaghers. What is this guy talking about? But
No,
yeah,
only him.
move it. Well, let's talk about, okay, so we don't have the same Thanksgiving as everybody else in the States. We have Thanksgiving second week of October. What did you
We
guys get up
do.
to for Thanksgiving?
We hosted at my house.
You did? And what
Yeah,
did
it
you
was
guys
lovely.
eat? Did you go classic? Did you go different?
Okay, so we did do very similar to our Easter menu that you were part of.
Yeah.
What we did this year, which I really liked, is that we did a trio of squashes. It's something that my mom used to do. She used to be very big on squash. So we had a butternut. We had, I'm going to pronounce it wrong because I'm thinking of a few other ones. I can't remember what kind of squash. It wasn't an acorn, but it looked like an acorn. And it's not a kombucha squash, as I want to call it, but it was something with a K. And then the other one was like a white little squash. Can't remember the name of that one either, but it was lovely. So, yeah. And
That
then my
sounds
older
delicious.
sister, it was wonderful. And because, yeah, I just remember, like, even as a kid, my mom had various, like, she used to do spaghetti squash, she used to do butternut and like acorn and other ones, but she would have like a whole medley of them that you can try the different ones. And I thought that was lovely. So I wanted to bring that back this year, and I did.
Excellent. Now, guess what?
What?
I am watching the final episode of The
Of the
Office.
Office?
Yeah. And guess who's saying the line I just said in the final episode of The Office?
Not Andy, because that was 2 episodes ago.
No, it wasn't. I'm watching it right now. I wish there was a way to know you're in the good old days before you've actually left them. Final episode finale. I'm on it.
Sir,
Episode 23, season 9.
what's the episode called?
I don't know, probably Bon Voyage. Let's check it out.
I
I'll tell you.
wish there was a way.
Episode 23, and it is called Finale. It's called, what episode was that line? Just say it. I'm looking at it and you still can't admit defeat. It's crazy. I'm an office.
Because I just watched it and it wasn't
Well, you're
there. And
conflating memories because you are touched in the head, pal.
but he sang this before he
He
left.
wasn't singing it. He was just saying that he said it.
Sorry. Yes, sorry. He
I'm
said
looking at
this
it.
after he
Telling you I'm
sang
on the final episode. Do you
because
need?
he went and quit his job as the manager to go
Yeah, I know
pursue
that.
his dream
Yeah, I know that.
at in America's
Do you want the timestamp?
Next Acapella? Go
It's
for it.
45 minutes into episode 23, season 9.
Listen, sir.
It's okay. It's okay to be wrong. Here's
Oh, I'm wrong all the time, but not
no,
about
I know, I
this.
understand that, but like it's how you act after you're wrong that's important. It's okay. It's not like you're dumb. It's just that you're wrong. It's okay.
Listen, my friend.
Anyways, let's fast forward now to this coming Christmas. We are actually in mid-November, heading into December. Do you have any plans? Like, are we going to do Winterfest together? For those that don't know, Winterfest is a Christmas extravaganza that's held at Canada's Wonderland. It's a popular theme park just north of Toronto in a town called Vaughan. It's fantastic. It's beautiful. Maybe I'll post some pictures from there this year. But are we going to go together? Are we going to go on a date?
As much as I'd love to go on a date, I'm kind of over Wonderland.
Why? What
I'm
happened?
sorry to say that. It's just always so crowded. Now, maybe Winterfest is different because
It's
there's more
not.
coasters.
It's not that crowded, but sometimes it gets crowded. I'll even pay for you. Come for free. Well, how can you lose?
That sounds like a good date.
Yeah,
I'll
exactly.
buy you a hot chocolate.
Don't say that because they're super expensive. Plus, I've already got the hot chocolate pass, so I get them for
That's a
free.
thing?
Yeah, man, you get a hot chocolate pass. Like, so in Canada's Wonderland during the year, you can actually get like a Slurpee pass, but it's actually ices. Every 15 minutes, you can get a new icy. And it's $60 for the year. I don't
That's
drink them
not
that much
bad.
because like I'm not a big sugar guy. But yeah, my
Yeah.
girls are probably gonna get diabetes because of it.
Yeah,
I
always been
limit them to
sweet to me.
three. I try to limit them to three, but like we also have a drink pass too, where you can get any drink you want and you fill it up. You get like a little plastic cup. So we'll
That's
be equipped,
wonderful.
man. We'll have like I made the mistake of so last year we brought Lena, that's my friend Adam's daughter with his wife Madja, and I got us each a drink. It was like it was apple cider with like apple whiskey. It was
Oh,
delicious.
wow.
And each drink was like $18 and it cost me like $67 or something with the tip for
Yeah.
three drinks. I wanted to vomit. Like
I know.
I'm not a super cheap guy, but I'm always going to be
I
that
am.
poor. I'm always going to be that poor kid in my mind. I don't care what tax bracket I'm in now. $67 on three drinks. That's like,
That's too much.
that's like, okay, if you look at it, if you look at that wonderful, beautiful tasting apple whiskey that I bought, the Canadian Club, I think it is, you can get like three of those, 326ers for that price. I'm lying,
Really?
probably two and a half. They're
Okay.
probably like $31, but
Yeah, that sounds
anyway.
about right.
No,
Well,
but it's
that's
a good time. You
crazy.
could even visit Mrs. Claus's workshop, man.
Oh, really?
Or it's more of a it's a kitchen. And then you can make cookies and decorate them and it's freaking
That
amazing.
sounds fun. So, do you have the season pass for like all year?
Yeah. It's a gold
Wow.
pass. So like
Gold pass, yeah.
you go all year and we get the food pass. So like I'll just like I'll you kind of look like a girl. I'll just scan you in as one of my daughters. And
That's me.
we have food passes so you can just eat what you want. And they have like a different Christmas medley of foods you can get.
Beautiful.
Yeah, like classic turkey with some stuffing. Or even at the Bear Lodge, they have like brisket, different stuff. It's amazing, man.
I had that
Come for
a
the
few years
free
ago with a
meal.
friend.
It was good,
The
right?
brisket and the Brussels sprouts were fantastic.
Yeah, it's not that bad. But you paid for it, right? It's like $20.
Yeah.
I get it for free
Yeah.
essentially. It's $100 to start the year for a food pass, and my kids go all the time. It's more
Wait,
than worth it.
$100 for a food pass that lasts you all year?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Every time you go, you can eat a maximum of two times spread out by every 4 hours. So if you're, but I'm telling you, it's still friggin' amazing.
Dude, but $100 for the
Yeah.
year.
If I just lived near there, I would get a season's pass and a food plan and I'd go there for lunch and dinner. You know how much money you'd save?
Dude, I will quit my job and just live off Wonderland for the year.
Somebody actually did that, man. There's a guy that worked, he calls it working from home from Wonderland. And he works at Wonderland. There's like a little area you can go in that has like for prestige members, and you can sit down. They have free popcorn, and it's like a little place away. So you've been to Wonderland, obviously.
Yeah.
You know where the big castle is, the theater where they do the stuff. It's right beside it, and you can go in there, and it has like couches and like I think you got to pay an extra $100 to go in there a year, but man, it's worth it. Trust me. But it's a
Especially
guy
if
that
you
works.
live
I'm
there.
gonna give you his Instagram after. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, but he actually does that. It's hilarious. But you save so much money. $100. Well, I think it's actually 114 plus tax. So whatever. But it works out. Like, how can you go wrong?
no, that's wonderful.
Or you could just work there. You could just work at Wonderland and eat for free and you probably save money. Yeah, you wouldn't make, you're a janitor. You make good money. Come on, man. You're rich. You're rich. You're a
I'm not rich.
janitor. Yeah. You're gonna dress
It's
as
like
Santa Claus the final week of work before Christmas?
possibly. I think I wore a Santa hat 1 year. I wore an elf shirt like from like with Will Ferrell, but I don't know where that shirt ever went because I moved since then.
Really?
So,
Dang.
yeah, but I
You
had
know
some
what's
fun.
crazy? You know what we've never done as a group? Probably partly because Misha is literally one of the worst people in the world. We've never done like a Secret Santa between all of his friends. And you know Misha would have something to say about it. You could do it $20 max and bring it to the wrestling we do.
I could see him having fun, though. I think that he's like, it would be an
No,
interesting
he's
idea to
miserable.
do.
He's really miserable. He's a miserable guy.
To be honest, you both are two in the same, my friend.
No, I'm very matter of fact. He's not serious, so he won't be serious with me and knows it pisses me off, and I'll be matter of fact with him because I know it pisses him off. So we kind of feel, but I love Misha. He's like we have
Yeah,
season tickets
he's.
together to the Argos. Like we obviously love each other,
Yeah. You
but
go,
I'm
yeah,
just
I
saying.
like even you guys. Like, it's not like yeah, I was hanging out with Derek mostly for the Grey Cup, but you guys were hanging out. Like, no one went through a table, no one was
Well, I
brawling.
felt
Like,
bad.
everyone
I
got
kept telling
along.
him to get them over here. That's why I switched tables and went over to you. Because we were beside that weird guy that didn't talk. Every time I tried to talk to him, it was like talking to an oak tree. I was like, what the Christ?
Dude,
like,
that was an oak tree.
Yeah, like, he's an amazing kid. But, like, talking to him was like, I don't know, like, yelling into a fucking void. Getting anything back from him was like, I was just like, okay. And he was in between me and Misha. So I was like, man, I'm going over here with the Priors because I like them.
Not to be this person, but we were at the Legion. So is there any point that he might have been a veteran who lost his hearing?
No, he was young and went to school with us, and he's kind of annoying. So, but if he was a veteran, and I don't know about it, I'd apologize to him. But he was much too skinny, much too frail. Was he not?
There's no such thing as a skinny veteran, I guess.
I don't know. He looked like a Lakeshore's version of Jesus.
Probably is.
Maybe he could be religious. We don't know.
I wonder if he does, Christmas trees made of ashes on his forehead for Christmas.
No, I think that's your specialty. And
yeah.
Maybe if you got enough people on crystal meth, they might be down for that. I'm not sure.
That'd be fun.
Anyways, what are the plans this year for Christmas, buddy? What are you doing
well,
for Christmas?
Well, sorry, just to go on that about meth head Christmas,
oh,
I guess all they want for Christmas is their front teeth. Am I right? Boom.
Oh, dang.
That's
You killed it with
awful.
That one. Ba bang. You need to edit in a little.
I'm gonna get murdered for that. That's actually very disrespectful, and God bless all of our people who are struggling through addiction. And if you need help, we love you.
He loves you. I just want you to get better. And if you can't, it's on you, Bubba. Anyway, I'm kidding. We obviously want you to get better. And if you're listening to my podcast, you probably are on drugs.
Yeah, I was about to say that's the only people who listen to the podcast.
Yeah, if you listen to my podcast, you're probably down the rabbit hole.
And congratulations on season two of Roast Such a Clatter. This is this year five for all the podcasts?
Yeah, so I started off with Christmas set
conversations,
yeah, and then I lasted a year, and then I got bored. The second year was Christmas sessions, that lasted a year, and then I got bored. And this one has lasted, yeah, this is my second year, so I'm in uncharted territory right now. I'm kind of
yeah,
loving it, to
man.
be honest.
That's good. And
this
you're
was always
very
the name I
involved.
wanted, though.
Really?
Yeah, because I wanted to do the Roast Such a Clatter podcast when I started, but then I was so like fixated on the fact, oh, it doesn't have Christmas, like it's not gonna, you know, like nobody's gonna find it. Now I just don't care, because like if you see something that's called the Roast Such a Clatter and you're a big Christmas fan, you're gonna know what it is.
You'll
But
know.
I'm a prominent figure in the Christmas podcast network now, so people
I know
know me.
You've actually done so well with that. You're on other people's shows, you
Yeah,
do a lot of guest spots. You get a lot of great people that come on your show too. Like, they're all fun.
most of them, yeah. I've had a couple stinkers.
Just me.
We won't talk about them. But no, like, yeah, really, like, a lot of the people that I've met in the Christmas Podcast Network are, like, amazing, man. Like, I love Jerry. I need
Jerry's
to go.
Amazing.
Jerry is the Hallmark version of what we do. Like, he works at a Christmas store. He's a manager
yeah,
there.
That's open. It's open all year, right?
And he works like 14 hours a day, like last week. I was like, you are crazy. He's like, yeah, well, for the season, I love it. And I'm just like, I've always joked with them. I'm like, I'm going to come see you randomly, but like Arlington, Texas is like 19-hour drive for me. So there is a part of
It's
me that
worth
does,
it.
I just want to go in there, and like the line I'm going to use, I'm going to be like, hello, I was just wondering, do you guys have any Christmas lights that are, you know, shaped like little penises? And then just see what he says. And like, he's going to know it's me, obviously. I want to give that guy a big hug, but there's so many people I've met in the Christmas Podcast Network that are great. You were even in the Discord for a bit, but I don't know where the hell you went.
I don't know how to use Discord. I know it's the name of the game now, but like, everyone was so cool. But even in the network, there's a few people that I've chatted with. So Kim, so sweet, so amazing. I think you and I had a random Zoom call one day. I think you invited Ashley on there or Kristen, I can't remember.
Yeah, we did. And just kind of shot the shit there. Like, there's a few people
very
on
cool.
here that are really, really cool, man. Like, honestly.
I think Todd's amazing.
Todd's fantastic, but I don't know where he went. He's like gone right
now.
Oh,
really? Oh
he
no.
hasn't come out with an episode since like last November. So I've been meaning to reach out to him, but I don't like to step on anybody's toes, because I don't want to be like, hey, where are you? And then he's like, well, you know what? I have a tumor. Like, not like, you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
I
Well, I was
don't
about
want
to
to.
say, are you not stepping on people's toes? Have you met you?
Well, with my friends, I'll absolutely, but like, I need to like
True.
have some kind of like decent image in this
That is
Christmas
true.
thing, because I've already made some enemies here.
Do you really?
Yeah, maybe a couple, but they might have deserved it. Like, just
Yeah. Well,
here's.
and what's
Go ahead.
Oh no, I was gonna say what's cool is that we live in Canada. A lot of the people that you talk to, I think it's fantastic. You have such good friendships with people that you haven't even met personally who live in the States, who live in Texas, who live in New York. You have all these things. Like there's some great people. You've developed a really cool thing with these guys.
It'd be great to like one day have some kind of like get together with everybody. That would be,
That
but
would be
like
lovely.
everybody's so far apart, like in different
I
areas. So
know.
you'd have to
Find a
find that
hub.
like center point for everybody to meet. But yeah.
I think that would be such a cool thing, like a Christmas blues like cure is that let's say little Christmas, let's say January 6th or it's just all right, let's pick a spot, let's go, and hey guys, who's
January
coming?
6th, yeah, that would be a little.
It's a hard one though. I know, just
In
theoretically.
January, you'd have to do summer, like when weather's good, plus the
Yeah.
implication of January 6th
Well,
and what happened that day. Americans are still sore about it. You don't remember when they stormed the Capitol?
oh.
Yeah, I'm joking. Like, I'm sure they're all over it by now, but I don't really get political on here. And to be honest, I'm not a political person. I'm more of a
No,
centrist.
me
So
neither.
as long as you're level-headed on both sides, I'm fine with you. I love to have little, not arguments, but debates. And I don't really get too much into it
Not
because,
you.
well, not like, when have you known me to be super political? That's
Oh, not political, argumentative. Hell yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I love to debate.
Yeah.
But as far as like losing friends over, political bullshit, it's not
I
worth
know.
it. Everybody's gonna have their opinion, and as long as it's not insane, like, you're all good. And even if it is insane, keep it to yourself. Don't talk to me about it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel, but yeah.
I hear you. No, I hear you. Who is in the Christmas Podcast Network that's from Canada?
We
Glenn,
got
right?
Glenn. We got Glenn.
Yeah.
Glenn for
Also
sure.
a great dude. Is he
Oh
still
yeah.
doing season's eatings?
I think he is. He should be. His birthday was the other day. We
Oh,
all wished him a
nice. Happy
happy
birthday,
birthday.
Glenn.
Yeah, we wished him a happy birthday in the Discord. Who else is Canadian? I don't know. I might.
Ashley.
Ashley's Canadian. I don't know if she's part of the network anymore. I think she's kind of doing her own
Oh.
thing. I know she has a new podcast. It's called
It's the spooky one, right?
No, that's Kristen. Ashley
Sorry, I
has
got them mixed up. I'm
yeah, I know,
sorry,
it's all good.
guys.
Christmas Chapters podcast, which was pretty decent.
Well, that's cool.
I listened to a couple episodes, because it used to be Magic of the Season, and then yeah, she switched up, so she kind of pulled a CJ. Maybe got sick of the name.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she does have a new podcast out. So there's me, her, Glenn, who else? I'm not too sure. I think that's it. I could be missing
Wow.
somebody though, but yeah.
Now, so is Ashley in Ontario?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah.
And Glenn's in Newfoundland, right? Yeah,
So that's
okay.
kind of like really far. Like,
Yeah.
Glenn's like, it'd be like impossible to do a meetup because like he is so far.
I'd do it. I'd go meet Glenn in Newfoundland. It sounds like a lovely place.
I got family there. Well, like on my step pop side, I would love to go to like Newfoundland. I've been there, but like I would love to go there again.
Done.
It's beautiful, man.
Well,
And the fishing, come on now.
yeah,
Although in my
that'd be
old
wonderful.
age now, I don't know what it is. I used to like hunting. I used to like doing that stuff. And now I can't even kill a spider. I put it on a paper towel and I bring it outside. I've gotten
Dude,
soft in
I
my old age.
relate.
Yeah, like.
I am. When I'm cleaning at a school and there's a bug, I literally leave my pile of dirt, let it just do its thing, and then I'll go back, like, hey, you're gone. Okay, I can finish cleaning now.
Yeah, that's
Which is
pretty
why I
much.
never get anything done.
Yeah, that's pretty much what goes through my head now. Like, I don't like killing bugs or
No.
animals, but it is what it is. Maybe I'm getting old, I'm getting soft. I have no idea, but it is what it is.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I've never done it, so.
Are you looking forward to any of these? Well, there was one that came out actually that happened in Bolton on Netflix, these new movies. I think it was called A Merry Xmas or something. But yeah,
Yes.
the house they used in that, I park outside of when I'm umpiring in Bolton. I was like,
You're
I know
kidding.
that house. And I looked it up and it was right in Bolton. 18
I haven't
minutes.
watched it. It looks great. It's with Alicia Silverstone, right?
Alicia Silverstone. You even got Sabrina in there, whatever her name is, Sabrina Teenage Witch. A couple
And
other.
yeah, I know it looks like a great one.
Yeah.
Have you so my sister, okay, so I as you know, love Christmas, love watching the movies. We've got the Christmas music playing. So far we've watched, her favorite is Last Holiday with Queen Latifah. It's such a great movie.
It's not bad. Yeah, that one's a good one.
It's definitely, it's wintry. It's like a little bit of Christmas and definitely New Year's, but like it's a great one. Last night we watched one of my favorites. It's a great one for like, it does have some New Year's and it has some Christmas, but While You Were Sleeping with Sandra Bullock is one of my like, oh, it's wonderful.
Like,
Oh no, I can't hear you. There's something. Oh, never mind. Here.
you can hear me now?
No, I can, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So that one is really underrated. I saw it for the first time 2 years ago, and it was really good.
It's beautiful. It's and it's funny. Like it's just a great movie, and
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch it again.
There is one that was on Netflix for a bit. I don't know if it was a Netflix original or where it came from. Maybe it was a movie. It's called Happiest Season, and
I love that.
it's
That was
yeah.
so good.
It's so underrated. I love it. It's
Yep.
about a lesbian couple that like she's
Kristen
introducing her
Stewart.
parents to her, yeah, Kristen Stewart, like for the first time. And like
Yeah.
I thought it was like really good. Like I was like,
It was.
I've watched it a few times.
It's funny, before we hopped on the Zoom call, I was outside and I was just thinking of that one moment that I just kind of burst out laughing for, of when they're at like the Christmas party with the family, and there's just this older woman like slowly unwrapping a present, and then the mom just like, just rip it. And
Yeah.
I remember when I saw that for the first time, I burst out laughing. Great cast.
Yeah.
You've got the dad, who is a local legend, of course.
Yeah.
The mom is the mom from Elf. I'm sorry that all the names are escaping me.
Off.
Aubrey
Terrible with
Plaza is in
names, dude.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's really good. And that guy, Eugene Levy's son from Schitt's
Yeah,
Creek.
Dan Levy. Yeah.
It's so funny. Like when they showed it on Netflix, the main picture they showed was like with him. And I'm like, he
You're
was
in
in
it for a
the
minute.
I was like, he was in the movie for like 88 seconds. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
But I guess because of his popularity from Schitt's Creek, that was also filmed
Yeah.
8 minutes from me.
Really? I
Yeah,
didn't know it was that close.
it's in Hockley Valley. It's yeah,
No way.
it was just down the road from me at one point. Yeah. So
Wow.
yeah, dude, it's pretty incredible. But yeah. So let's talk about this Christmas, man. What are you doing? What are the plans?
Okay, so we're going to go to my older sister's house just like we did last year. I'm
Yeah.
hopefully not going to wait last minute to get all of my tasks done. So far, so good. It's actually pretty funny how my sister and I and two of her friends took down all of our Halloween decorations at like 2 a.m. one morning. And then just a little while later, like that night, I just remember waking up and it was Winter Wonderland outside because we had a random snowfall.
Oh, wow.
So that is how we kicked off the season.
Yeah.
We watched The Last Holiday. We watched While You Were Sleeping. We watched a few. There's one called Pen Pal Christmas. So I watched that. Oh, it was okay.
I don't think I've seen that one.
It's. Have you ever watched Grey's Anatomy?
Hell no.
Okay. Well, April, who I also call my wife, she's in it. It was pretty good. The one I'm looking forward to watching is Bad Moms Christmas. That's another one of my favorites. I love it.
Oh, wow. I've never watched it.
Oh, okay. Dude, we have a lot to watch because we got to watch
Yeah.
that. You want me to watch,
I Am Santa
what's the
Claus
Mick Foley one? I Am Santa Claus. Yep.
to get
So we got
ready
to do
for
that.
my episode with Tommy Avalone, the director.
Absolutely. That's
Yeah,
amazing.
he also did a few other big things like a Bill Murray documentary. We'll get into that like when I interview him, but yeah, I'm excited for that, man.
Dude,
And,
that's gonna be great.
yeah, I'm such a huge fan of that documentary. I probably watched it more than anybody else in the world, so I think I'm the perfect guy to interview him.
You know
I
what's
think he's gonna
funny?
be totally off put by like the knowledge I have of his film. He's gonna be like, yeah, this guy's a creep.
I don't know where it is. I know I have it somewhere. I have two of them.
What?
But when that movie was in production, Mick Foley put out a thing. He was trying, I think they're trying to raise money for the movie.
was a
And
Kickstarter.
he had, yeah, and he had like the, because he has the Cactus Jack Wanted Dead shirts. Well, he had like a Santa Claus or like Saint Mick or something. So I got two of those. I had one black one, one red one. I think I have the red one. I don't know where the black one ever ended up. But they also came with like autographed pictures of him and Santa. I think only Mick autographed. I don't think Santa did, but I'm working on
Well,
that
Mick
one.
is
But
Santa, bro. Come on.
I know he really got me into Santa. I remember in 1999, he had a WWF magazine where he was on the cover dressed as Santa, and even Mr. Socko had a Santa hat. And I wish, I know I was a poor boy. I wish I got one of those magazines because now they're worth a lot, but I would never sell it because it would have brought me back to the good old days.
Oh my gosh, I wish I had those too. I had so many, man.
Even the action figures from back in the day, they're worth so much now. Well, I beat the hell out of mine.
I've tried to ask you what you're doing this Christmas, and we've like in true us fashion, we've like veered off like an infection.
Yeah, I take full credit. Well, for me, it's like I like celebrating the Christmas season opposed to just the day because I get kind of sad that like you put all this effort into one day and then it's gone. So I've already feel accomplished. I think that I'll definitely it'll start to gear up before the comedy show because it's gonna be our last show of the season. So I'm probably gonna be a bit of a mess for the rest of the week. And then yeah, then 2026. But for Christmas, it's gonna be, yeah, I've got the comedy shows. We got this. Hey, you and I might go to Wonderland. We might have a lot of stuff going on. I'm just looking forward to having a good time. There's a few plays that I might go see. We'll see.
I think it's a good idea. We got to do something. We should get together one day. We did
I would love that.
when I had you on the podcast for the first time or one of the second times. I remember you made eggnog one time, and then I made like turkey breasts with some cranberries, some stuffing. That was good. We
That
should do
was
that
good.
again. Do like a
You know what?
little Christmas party.
Dude, that's another part of what my sister and I are going to do is we want to get a lot of our prep done in advance. And we've done this thing where that we'll do a bunch of cooking for things. We'll make like an enormous amount of something and just freeze it. It's against everything my mom taught us because no, you gotta do fresh, you gotta whatever. But like I'm of the mindset now that time is valuable and I'd rather hang out with the family. And if things aren't 10 out of 10, but they're still 7 or 8 out of 10, I'm gonna take that because I'd rather have a fun hangout and food rather than no hangout. And okay, the food was great, but it was, you know, we had dinner for an hour. Maybe we're not eating for an hour, but like the dinner table stuff, you know, whatever. But I don't know. I'm just kind of that thing of just I'd rather just be in good company and
Well,
I want to play games.
there's something to be said for like stretching yourself thin and being a total basket case that day, because once you're stressed, once you're racing against the clock to get things done, it affects your mood. And then the day can be
100%.
effective just because you're so stressed. But if all that stuff is ready, it kind of like a clearer mind leads to a clearer day. So it can
A
really
great way
just,
to put that.
it can improve the day like 100%. So I think you should. And okay, like frozen food, is it always best? Is it always as good as when it was like fresh, warm? No, it's not. But you know what? We're not picky
Gets the job
guys.
done.
We're
No,
not
we're not.
picky.
We're
Look
not.
at us. We're chunky monkeys. We don't
We
care.
are
Just
the
give me the
funkiest of the chunky
food.
monks,
Oh yeah,
right?
buddy. I'll always be a chunk monk. You know me.
Same.
Yeah,
You are
man.
looking good, though, just saying.
Oh, dude, I've gained weight. Come on now. Get the fuck
I
out of here.
haven't.
Who cares? I don't notice that stuff. I don't view you in that way. You're my pal. I don't look at you and
Well.
say, man, he got fat. I don't do that. Unless you like gained like 100 pounds, and I'd be like, you know
I
what,
think I
Dylan?
did.
No, you did 100 pounds. You did not.
I don't know.
No.
I'm trying to lose 100. It's my best friend's wedding next year. I got to make sure that I
Who's your best
get her
friend? I
down.
thought I was your best friend.
You're one of them. But no, Mr. Jeremy, the
No, I was kidding.
horseman.
I don't even know Jeremy, do I?
I don't think so. We went to high school together. We were in the
You went to
broadcasting
St.
thing
Paul?
together. He did.
Yeah, but you guys came after I left.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I
It's been
don't
a
think I've
while.
met your best friend. I truly did not think I
Oh
was your
no,
best friend.
you have. Yeah, he when you came up to my cottage, he was there for a bit.
He was?
Yeah. Tall
Oh,
guy,
no.
firefighter.
He's very forgetful, like
No,
forgettable.
you just don't have a memory.
That's true. Oh, I do remember. He was out by the fire, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I remember him. And that's when
You and your
that's
buddy over there were just roasting each other the whole night. That was a sight to see.
me and Misha. I got the best of him.
Yep.
And he hated it. No, but he also called what did he call Bobby Bacala from Sopranos? He called him Bobby Bacala.
Bobby Baklava.
Bobby Baklava. And I almost fucking tipped over into the fire laughing so hard.
Do they call Lash Legend? Lash LaRue?
Lash LaRue, but I made him do that because he doesn't watch it all the time. So I'm like, yeah, Lash LaRue. He's like, yeah, Lash LaRue. And he kept saying it. And I kept looking over at you. And then your brain kind of was like, wait a second, what? You're like, that's not
Well, I
Lash
haven't
LaRue.
watched. That's the thing is that like I've heard of her, but then all of a sudden I'm just like, wait, what?
Yeah, people have no idea what we're talking about right now. That's a
That's
wrestling
okay.
reference, guys. And they
This
probably
is
tuned out
actually
long ago.
we've had a wild show so far. Like we've gone all over the place. We debated over Office, which you were wrong about,
I was right. Now,
but
I'm going to put the timestamp as the picture for this episode.
I'm that's
And you now
awesome.
you owe me a dollar 50 drink because you've lost.
I'll bring you a $1.50 drink, no problem.
Excellent. I'm very happy then. Thank you so much for that. You're my best
Well,
friend.
I want to bring us those. Well, I know we did it before when we did one of our podcasts, but I think we should do a hangout where we just have a Christmas movie day or something and like bring some Christmas food. I wouldn't
Yeah,
mind
bring your
grabbing
brother
a
too. I don't care.
that would be lovely. Yeah. He'd have a great time.
I'll
He's
watch
just
my
busy.
new nephew that weekend, and he can like hang out with the boys.
That would be lovely. And yes, Christmas people just want to throw it out there that we have congratulations to our uncle.
Yeah, my sister at 43 years old decided to have a child. Totally accidental, but nonetheless, we welcome him with open arms, and I already love him
Just
more than
like
my
me.
sister, which isn't that difficult.
Well,
Yeah,
that's
so
lovely.
he was going to be named EJ, but because the dad's name's Iman.
He's a fun guy. I love that guy.
You met Iman?
We had a
Oh
cigar
yeah.
together.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, but I think his name's actually going to be Shy now. So, but she wants to spell it SHE. No, sorry, SHYE. I whatever. Listen, I'm just going to call him my little G. Let's give me my little G.
Hey, I thought I was your little G. Do I have beef with your nephew already?
I don't know, bro. I think he kicked your ass already. You
I
see him?
probably.
He looks mean.
You
He looks angry, man. Every time I
know
look
I
at him,
haven't seen him.
I
Why
don't know if
would
he
I
has
have seen him?
gas or he wants to beat the shit out of me. I'm not sure.
Oh, a little bit of both.
But yeah, man.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I think what we've been talking for about an hour and a half now, so we can wind it
Most
down.
likely.
What I'm gonna give it to you. What should we talk about to end this podcast? I'm gonna put you on the
Well,
spot.
yeah, I think there's so I know you and I have a lot on our to-do list, but I think also in Christmas time. So I've already done the Santa Claus parade. I've watched some Christmas movies. I've listened to some Christmas stuff, and I know you and I are going to hang out. So I know we've got the
Yeah.
Survivor Series coming up, but here's the thing is that I don't know if you know this, but and this is for you, this is for everyone listening, but a certain Burton is turning 40 years old in a few weeks.
Who?
A certain Burton.
Who?
CB, CJ,
Oh man,
you.
don't talk about that, man. I'm in the last month of my 30s right now. I will be 40 next month, yeah. So
What are
honestly
we
think I'm
doing?
doing I think I'm doing something low key. I don't like surprises. I've made sure everybody in my life knows that I don't want them. In true me fashion, I think I'm gonna invite some of my family over. And I just want them to
Beautiful.
watch a couple Christmas movies with me and have some dinner and just relax. So
Does
yeah,
a certain family members include myself?
obviously I'll invite you
Oh.
and Roberto and Kadeen. Honestly, it's not gonna be too many people. We're all just gonna like, I don't know. I was gonna do like maybe like a potluck or maybe I can just cater it. I don't know. I don't even want to do anything. I don't want to acknowledge the fact I'm gonna be 40. It's insane.
Okay, well then we'll just do instead of a 40th birthday party, we'll do like 40 years of Christmas party and like
Well,
I don't
no,
know.
I've technically only had, well, how many Christmases have I seen? Oh yeah, I guess 40. Although you
Well,
count the
39
first
because
one.
you're
Hold
oh
on.
no yeah,
You count
you're
the first
before
one I
Christmas.
saw. So like if you count from 85, so let's go, yeah, 85 plus 30. I've technically only seen 39 Christmases.
And counting.
This one will be the 40th, but yeah, that's crazy. Honestly, good. I love Christmas. Yeah. How the heck have I already? That's, bro, I have not thought of it from that angle. I've been alive for 39 Christmases. I'm fucking old and I'm cooked.
And funny little thing, my friend, as I was thinking about you today, because I think about you every day,
Weird.
Is we got a delivery of wood because we have a wood stove here.
Even
So,
weirder now. Where is this going? You were thinking about me and wood.
You're damn right I was.
Okay, buddy.
But I was lighting a fire in the basement.
Oh, Jesus. Now we're lighting fires, man.
I have a fireplace.
Oh, my God. Go
and
ahead.
I was thinking about that really lovely story about you and your stepdad on Christmas Eve.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's a magical moment.
It was a magical moment. And yeah, sad
How's he
moment.
doing?
He's good. But it was a sad moment. And it was a happy moment. And I don't know. It's just kind of one of those
I don't
deals,
know how
man.
it's sad. It was beautiful. He woke up in the middle of the night looking for Santa. It was your stepdad, and then he asked you to help him with the fire, and you guys had a great moment. That's beautiful and happy.
Yeah, it was one of those things where like it just like everything kind of like it was magic. And I didn't realize
Yes.
it at the time how magic it was, but you know, it's I don't know, I get too emotional when I think about it. That's why I'm trying to avoid the topic.
No problem.
Sometimes I can talk about it, sometimes I can't, but yeah.
No, I know.
Yeah, it is what it is. Like
It's okay. That was me during
that
while you were
haven't
sleeping.
for those that haven't heard the story, I'll just kind of like briefly say what he's talking about. So my stepdad and me, like my dad wasn't a great guy. So I met my stepdad and it still wasn't good because no matter how bad your dad is, you'll always say like, oh, you're not my dad. But so one Christmas morning I woke up really early and he happened to be up. So I assumed, okay, he's going to tell me to go back to sleep, whatever. He told me to come over and yeah, he showed me how to stoke a fire. He let me like use the equipment and we sat in chairs by the fire and talked until everybody else woke up. It was one of those moments that like I didn't realize as a kid. Where you would look back on and have such a fond memory of it and just kind of yeah, you know, get emotional
That's
when you think
lovely.
about it. But yeah,
And
it's
how old were you?
I probably would have been in 93. So I
Wow,
was
so you're
no, maybe
a baby.
94, maybe 94. I was eight or maybe eight or nine. Seven
That's
turning
like
eight.
the,
Seven turning eight or eight turning
yeah.
nine. Yeah.
That's like just to me, that was my magic Christmas era because, like,
Yeah.
you know, you're still young, but you're not a baby where you can actually appreciate stuff.
Yeah,
That's
that's kind
really
of
cool.
it was that age and like I was appreciative of everything. Like it was so magical. Like you felt like
Yeah.
Santa came and like looking at your stocking. I remember used to try to get my mom to let me like, "Oh, mom, let me look at my stocking." "Okay, bring it to your room, but we're not waking up for like an hour and a half." I'm like, "All right,
No
cool, no problem." You know what I mean?
problem. Leave
So,
me be. Well, what I
yeah.
do love about that story too is, and we talked about this before, of just how, like you were saying, like, you know, you might not have gotten along that well at that time, and you were fully anticipating that you got up in the middle of the night. You were
Yeah.
expecting him to kick you out and go, like, get back to bed. But instead, he was just like, hey, come hang out.
Yeah, it
That's
was kind of
magic.
like it was the breaking of the ice for us because we had like
Yeah.
not a tumultuous relationship, but Jesus, like he was my stepdad, I was a kid. There's that dynamic, right? So it really broke the ice for us and kind of let me in and I let him in and it was magical, man. And I you know what? I would do anything to friggin' have that memory back. I wish there was a way to like teleport back in time and be in a moment, even if like you can only have it for 15 seconds just to experience it, almost like a refresher. But I guess the memory itself is good enough. But man, I would love to live it again. I'd also love
I
to go to
understand.
elementary school one time again. That would be fun.
Well,
You
I
actually
can
do the
sneak you
people
back
know
in.
this? You brought me. Well, you he was a janitor. Well, he did different area. Do you want us to talk about you being a janitor, by the way?
Well, I don't care. Whatever. Put everything else.
Okay, because I'm not. Yeah. Anyway, well, he's a
The name is
custodian. He works.
Groundskeeper
Yeah.
Dilly.
Okay, whatever. He does a great goddamn job and he makes good money. But
Thank you.
he was actually the custodian of my old school when I was young. So I got to walk through my old school at night and somehow even got into parts I've never seen before. And I got to go on the roof. That was exciting.
Yep.
You remember all that? That was amazing.
I
I have
do.
pictures of it. I have
It was
pictures
a
of
good
it
time, my
and
friend.
it's all because of you. So I walked through there and had all these great memories and yada, yada, yada. I think that was in like January, though. It was like just after Christmas or something, or like
Oh,
February.
was it? Yeah. I remember it was cold, so that was pretty cool.
I remember parking in the car and I'm like, I should have worn a bigger jacket.
Well,
We're in Canada. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, it is what it is. But yeah,
Yeah, that's us.
we should wrap it up
Oh,
now.
man.
Dale, do you have anything else you want to say?
Come to the comedy show December 21st. Ha Ha Halton presents Home for the Holidays with
Yeah,
yours
and
truly.
especially if you're in the States, make the trip. It's well worth it for the $5. How much are
Yeah.
tickets?
$20 for adults, 15 for students, 10 for children.
Oh my God, that's expensive. No, it's a good
I'm going to
price.
give you a little sneak peek, but somebody might be making an
Oh my
appearance.
God, for those that can't see, he is holding up. Who is that? Who, you tell me who that
That's
is.
that is
Art the Clown.
Arthur, the comedian.
Art the
Yes.
Clown, and he will be Christmas art like in Terrifier 3.
We'll
Are you?
see. If there's a discussion about him potentially making an appearance in the show. I don't
Oh,
know how
really?
it would make any sense, but you know what? We might have to make it happen.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm looking for it. I'll probably come.
I would love for you to, because you
20,
know, like you and
20
I joke
bucks?
around about
I'll do it.
stuff. Yeah, sir.
Yeah, we joke a lot.
Well,
We bounce off each other real well.
yeah.
Pause. Not like that, but you
Also, just to clarify, you said that I was the janitor of the school when you were a kid. Like, I wasn't the janitor back then.
Oh, yeah, let me. He was the custodian of the school I went to present day. So
Gotcha.
I got to go around it. And I got to go into like the principal's office and everything where I'd been suspended 17 times for opposition to authority, which is kind of like kind of in my
Some things
mantra.
don't change, huh?
It was always the same thing written, opposition to authority, opposition to
This
authority.
is,
I
you
wasn't a
know.
bully. I didn't like people telling me what to do.
Yep, that hasn't changed. Well, if you don't want to answer this, this is fine, but I just wonder how, like, do you get in trouble at work a lot?
No. Why would I get it? Well, no, I lead people at work. Why would I get in trouble at work? I'm the one that has to set the precedent for everybody. So that isn't that the scary part?
That's a
So
scary thought. Yeah.
I'm faking it until I make it, buddy. That's how it works for
I love that.
me. What about you? Do
I
you get in
love
trouble
that.
at work?
Oh, all the time. I'm in trouble right now.
Why?
But it's
What
all
happened?
good. Oh, I got hurt a few months ago, so I'm still hurt and they don't like that I'm hurt.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got my MRI results in. So here we go, people.
What did they say? Did you have a stress fracture on your vagina or like what?
No. No. I was trying to think of something witty to say, but I got nothing because I'm like, do I have to edit that out? That's what I'm thinking.
What, the stress
I'll
fracture
keep it here.
vagina?
Yeah. I can keep
Yeah,
it on if you want.
no, you probably should. It's probably
Okay, no
offensive.
problem. Yeah.
Anyway, what, how
I'm
about
gonna
you just
start
tell
the
me now what
episode
the fuck
then.
is wrong with you and then you can edit this part out.
Oh, we're still trying to figure that out. So I herniated a disc, and then apparently there's some big words that I don't understand. So something's leaning on a nerve, this and this. I'm getting on my doctor's nerves. You know, I'm getting on work's nerves, getting on
Nice.
your nerves.
Not getting on my nerves. So last thing we did talk about, you'll chop it to this part here, would be you got to remember it now. Anyway, let's wrap this up.
Well,
We
this has
for
been
those
long overdue.
yeah, for those that aren't here, we just had like a little sidebar that was super offensive, so we're going to cut that part out. So that part of anyway was me just transitioning to the end of this podcast.
Among other things.
Okay.
But
But yeah,
you know
man.
what,
So.
man? Like, it's always great seeing you, always great having a great time with you. It's, hey, I saw you on Sunday for the football game, and hey, we got Survivor Series coming up. I sincerely hope you come to the comedy show, and that goes for all of you listeners because we'd love to have you there. It's going to be a good time, and maybe we can do a follow-up where you give me some criticism of what you thought I should have been wearing, what jokes would have landed, and how I can get you into the show, you know.
How could you get me into the show? That's the question. I have a Christmas podcast.
That is very, very true.
Yeah, you know what? I've always been funny on my own. Improv though, I used to be really good, but now I just freeze. It's a very weird thing. I don't know what it is. I used to
I
be
know.
great at it.
It's you are very quick on your feet. Like you're hilarious.
When I'm not on the spot.
Yeah.
When I'm on the spot, I like try too hard and I freeze. It's really weird. So yeah. But when I'm not, when I'm just free flowing, everything's fine. But I don't want to be a part of your show. But I will bring stickers you can hand out for my show, but I don't have stickers yet. Maybe I'll order them.
My sister does that, so I can give her your contact.
What does she have? One of those cricket machines?
She does.
Nice. I know we had one of those a while back, but I never knew how to fucking use it. So it doesn't like it's not a useful object. So I'll freaking definitely get your sister involved here.
Hey, another thing I wanted to bring up was how you and I actually had, this is part of Christmas last year, but it was Christmas Eve. I left my charger at home. I wanted to finish it at work, but I know it was coming in a little bit hot there, but you finally did the Polar Express last year, and that actually turned out really nice.
It did turn out really nice. You want to know why it did? Because you edited it. It was so fantastic. And you did the music, which was amazing. That's one thing I was going to bring up today, actually. What should we do this year? I'm trying to think of ideas, but man, I don't know how I'm going to top that Polar Express. That was amazing.
Well, I have a few ideas. And here's the thing. I think it. What I wanted to do, and this is a few things. Now, was it you and Ashley did Nightmare Before Christmas this year?
Kristen,
or is that
did
you and
you
Kristen?
say
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Ashley?
I'm so, ladies, I'm so sorry. You guys are both wonderful people. And
yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I wanted to do, like, cause I want to learn how to do some of the music from Nightmare Before Christmas. So I think it would be fun to do that maybe next year on Halloween, where we could do a read along.
Yeah.
What I would also love is to do a Christmas Carol. It's a long story, right? So
I would love to do that. I hate reading though. Like, I don't mind it. Like, I'm decent at it, but it annoys me sometimes.
Well, here's something I wanted to pitch to you is I do have a few friends who are performers in an improv group that might be able to help us out.
Interesting. Yeah, we could
Yeah,
maybe do
that's a
that.
thought, right?
Yeah.
But I think,
we're
I don't
kind of
know how you
crushed for
feel
time
about
right
this.
now, but how I feel
Yeah.
about what? What's up?
Well, for this year, I think Christmas Carol, what I want to do, sorry, was I do something for Halloween, so release Nightmare Before Christmas. Then on American Thanksgiving, do Christmas Carol. And then for
Yeah.
Christmas, do like the Grinch.
The Grinch. We
We
could
could
do
probably
that.
Do the Grinch this year if you wanted to.
The Grinch? The story?
Yeah. Yeah. Like the
Yeah.
Karloff version. I can put some
Yeah.
music together. Can have some fun.
That's
I
possible.
will say, just so you know, and I'm not just, I know we're buddies and like, you know, I know we razz each other and whatever, but you actually have a really nice reading voice, and the way you did Polar Express, it was beautiful. So just want to throw that out there and say you did a wonderful job.
I got a lot of practice from having kids, man. I know how to like put it on, and they still let me read to them every Christmas
Oh,
Eve.
that's so
So
special.
I will read to them until they are 58 or I'm dead. I do not care.
Or
I love
older.
Yeah, for sure. But I love it, and I love reading
Yeah.
to them. So yeah, like I don't mind reading, like, but like reading for a long time, I start making like mistakes because my eyes get tired, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
You should hear me cussing sometimes when I like before I edit. I'm like, fucking shit. Like, I don't want to do this shit anymore. But yeah.
Well, you know what might be an interesting thing to do? It would be a project for us to do, and it would take some work. But like, what if we did in a kind of Dr. Seuss kind of rhyme, like put together the plot of A Christmas Story and
Nice.
then do that kind of thing?
And not use AI. Let's let it be natural.
Oh, for sure. Even though ChatGPT can, I feel like that's my relationship because her and I have some talks, man.
Really? Her? It's not a guy? It's a girl?
No, she's my wife.
Oh, nice. What's her name?
Chatthrim.
Chatthrim? Oh, my God. Kevin.
Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, no, I really appreciate you coming on. I love talking to you. We could talk for probably 5 hours, but people are probably already sick of us. So, yeah. This is the third podcast you've been on. So thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it. Is there anything else you want to say?
I just hope everyone has a lovely Christmas season. Happy, I guess, 0th birthday to your nephew. Congratulations to be an uncle. And of course, happy 40th coming up, my dear friend.
Oh my God, man. I hate when you do that shit.
I
I
know.
appreciate it. I'm going to embrace my 40s, and I'm happy to be finishing my 30s. To age is a privilege, and at least I still look young, so that's a good thing. I see some 40-year-olds I went to school with, and I'm like, whoa. I'm like, I'm doing okay. Maybe it's because I stay chunky. I don't get the wrinkles. Maybe that's the secret.
I feel like, you know what? I was thinking that. I was like, you know what? I've aged well, even though I've just gained weight. But yeah.
Yeah, I think
No
it's
wrinkles on me.
yeah, we shaved 10 years off our lives just by not having wrinkles, but I think it's worth it. I don't know about you.
Absolutely. We don't need to moisturize. We should, though.
I moisturize, but anyway.
Attaboy.
Really
Me
appreciate
too.
you coming on again, Dill. Thank you for always editing my podcast and doing what you're told.
My pleasure, dear friend. And hey, we got a few more weeks till Christmas, and we'll plan something nice for Christmas Eve.
Definitely. Maybe we'll do a little bonus episode if we get together and
I would love
watch a
that.
movie, a little mini review or something, or maybe little notes as we go. But yeah, thanks
It'll
for coming
definitely,
on, and
of course.
stay tuned for my next episode. It should be Tommy Avalone. I will have another guest on for December, plus my Christmas Eve episode, which we are trying to decide right now. But yeah, I'll
Absolutely.
see you on the next one. Thanks again, Dill.
Peace. Like, what's that little lens that you look through, like in apartments? Have I lost you? But you look out the little hole in someone's door, George Costanza. Oh, wait, you're talking and I can't hear you. Oh. Sometimes my earphones are a bit rude.